The Story of the Cherry Tree. There was once a girl who had a birthday, and her grandmother gave her a wonderful present. It was a purse, and on the outside of that purse there were beads, bright and sparkling, every colour from the rainbow. She was delighted with it, and in that purse she put all her treasures. She had a bright, shiny 2p coin. She had a rubber in the shape of a penguin. She had a stamp with a kangaroo on it, which came all the way from Australia. She had a silver trumpet that she'd found in a cracker when it was Christmas time, and a picture of her mum and dad. Well, she put all her treasures in her purse, and she asked her mother if she could go and show her friend her treasures. Her mother said, "Yes, but make sure you're back before it's dark, my dear." And the girl raced out of the house. She was so excited. She was so happy. She ran down the road as fast as ever she could, around the corner, past the shops. But that's when the accident happened. Just as the girl was going past the shops, a lady was coming out carrying so many bags she couldn't see where she was going, and she knocked into the girl and sent her flying. The girl fell down onto the pavement, and she banged her knee, she hurt her elbow, and she banged her chin, and she was about to cry when the woman looked down at her and said, "You foolish girl, keep out of my way." And the woman, even though she was carrying so many bags, bent down, picked something up, and stormed off down the road and went into another shop. The girl held her lips tight together to make sure that she shouldn't cry, and rubbed her knees and rubbed her elbows and rubbed her chin. And then she stood up and saw her purse lying there on the pavement and picked it up. But when she picked it up, it wasn't right. It was heavy. It was full of... She opened it up to see what was inside. It was full of shiny gold coins. "This isn't my purse at all," she said. "The lady must have taken it." She went all the way down the road towards the shop where the lady had gone. She was just about to go inside and give the lady her purse back and tell her that she must have picked up her little purse when the woman came storming out.
"Where is that girl who stole my purse? Where can she... There she is!"
And the girl was so afraid, she turned and ran. She raced all the way along the path, away from the town, away from the shops, and she could run quickly. She raced as fast as ever she could until she came to the wood. She raced into the wood, and the first tree she came to was the apple tree. "Oh, apple tree, hide me, so that the mean woman can't find me. For if she does, she'll break my bones and bury me under cold marble stones." And the apple tree held out its branches and said, "No." The girl ran on. She ran further into the forest. She ran and she raced till she came to the pear tree. Pear tree, hide me, so that the mean woman can't find me. For if she does, she'll break my bones and bury me under cold marble stones." And the pear tree said, "No." The girl raced on, and she raced right to the heart of the wood. And there in the middle of the forest she saw the cherry tree. Cherry tree, hide me, so that the mean woman can't find me. For if she does, she'll break my bones and bury me under cold marble stones." And the cherry tree said, "Yes, of course I will. Hide in my roots or hide in my branches. Hide wherever you will." And the girl, she climbed into the branches of the cherry tree and hid behind its dark leaves just in time. The mean woman was following, and the mean woman came into the forest, and the mean woman went to the apple tree. "Apple tree, apple tree, have you seen a little girl with a wig and a wag who stole all the money that I ever had?" And the apple tree said, "Yes, She went that way. And the woman came through the forest until she came to the pear tree.
Pear tree, pear tree. Have you seen a little girl with a wig and a wag who stole all the money that I ever had?
And the pear tree said, yes, she went that way. And the woman came through the forest, and she came all the way to the cherry tree.
Cherry tree, cherry tree. Have you seen a little girl with a wig and a wag who stole all the money that I ever had?
And the cherry tree said, yes. She went that way and pointed to the end of the wood. The mean woman dropped something on the ground. She lifted up her skirts and she started to run. She ran and she raced as fast as her legs would carry her, all the way through the trees and out across the rivers and streams, all the way around the hills and all the way over the mountains, far and away. Well, as far as I know, she's still running to this very day. And the girl? Well, she climbed down from the tree, and there on the ground she saw her own purse. She was so pleased, she went straight home to her mother and told her mother what had happened. And she showed her mother the two purses that looked exactly the same. The very next day they went straight down to the police station, and the girl gave the policeman the purse with the gold inside it. And the policeman said that if the mean woman did not come back, that the girl would be able to look after all the money herself. She's still waiting.